This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's June 23rd, episode 940, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. It's nice to be back chatting with you all, and it's nice to have you back here. We hope you enjoyed the programming we put out last week while we were gallivanting around. At one point, we were actually on the beach, on the Atlantic, at Melbourne Beach down there, just south of Cape Canaveral here in Florida on the Atlantic Ocean, and I saw Jamie post a picture of you guys on the beach on the Pacific Ocean. So we were on both coasts at the same time on the beach.
I mean, we can't get much further away. Yeah, I was in San Diego last week with hanging out with Chad's family, and they went to Disneyland, for 3 days straight with seven kids, and we skipped that part of the vacation, and Chad and I swooped into the second half of the vacation where we spent days on the beach, but we did go to Legoland one day.
Did you like Legoland?
Well, if I was a four-year-old boy, I would have loved Legoland. Oh, my God.
So but did Luke like Legoland?
You know,
like
he was actually too, they wouldn't even let him ride any rides. It was like, I didn't want to be that parent throwing, you know, it was just too little. So basically we just walked around and he slept in the stroller for most of the time. So it was a good time.
Two more years, he'll love Legoland. That'll be like the highlight.
You'll appreciate this. You know, for my entire marriage, Chad has never won me anything from like a carny game, you know, and finally... Yeah. For the first time, he played Carny Games and won me the giant unicorn from Despicable Me 2. So I have this giant unicorn.
Are you one
with
of those people that had to carry that thing around? I always wondered actually win it. You have to carry it around. Then you have to bring it to your car, which is, oh, by the way, parked about 12 miles away.
There is a giant unicorn on top of my refrigerator right now. Yes. Then nowhere else to put it.
It's awesome. Of course, you can't win just one of the little ones that wins you something for the first time. It has to be the great big one.
Well, we won the little one. He's like, double or nothing, and you can put your money back. And if you knock two down again, you can get the big one. I was like, I want the big one. I want the big one. I want the big one. So he won the big one. It only costs us like $42 to get this giant stuffed unicorn. No big deal.
It's only about half price. That's pretty good, actually.
Right?
Hey,
right? How was your week? Good.
Well, we had a great week, too. We'll talk about it in a little bit here. But we had, I'll tell you what I'm really excited for this morning was that we won an award. Well, technically, we didn't win an award. Lisa Wysocki, our good friend and has co-hosted this show many times, and who is our friend who's the writer who wrote the book, The Magnum Equation, that we were prominent in, won the Best Horse Book Award at the American Horse Publication Awards over the weekend. So... That's
yay.
Like us winning, right?
It's like we're part of the Wysocki family at this point. So, yes, that's awesome. Congratulations, Lisa. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And that's like one of the top awards for horse books. obviously, the Best Horse Book Award. So I'm trying to get a hold of Lisa. I don't know if she's on her way home or from the week. I know she was there. I think it was in Charlotte or someplace in the – I think it was Charlotte maybe. So I'm trying to get her on the show this morning. If I get a hold of her, we'll try and get her on a little bit later to congratulate her. But I was so excited for her.
She texted me, Glenn. Lisa texted me. She is on Rodeo Drive choosing her dress for her red carpet event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, she's not going to be on with us. I guess, you know, we're not going to be in the next book now that she's famous. She'll forget all about Little Horses in the Morning.
Well, congratulations, Lisa. That's awesome.
We'll be the bad guys.
Yeah, we'll be the bad guys in the next book you watch. All right, Daily. What's on today's show, Jennifer? I even forgot how to do it.
Oh, I don't know. On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, as is the usual habit, we will open with the usual unusual adventures from our weekends, and then sticking with the all smiles theme, we'll stop by for a Slurpee at the Daily Racing Funnies, and then mid-show, it's headlines from all over the horsosphere, and at the finish, the Wacky World of Horse Nation helps us romp through the laugh scene once more. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. My daily whinny goes out to Vera Rubasova. Hope I'm saying that right, who sent us a very nice email that we all got this morning. And I just want to thank her for that sweetest email. And I'm just going to say this, Vera, and this is an inside joke. Sorry, everybody. But you'll always be a high-paid Russian model to us. Thank you, Vera. Appreciate it.
You're not going to explain that, huh?
No, I'm not.
Hey, so my daily whinny was so close to going to the men's U.S. World Cup soccer team because, oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, Ronaldo on the Portuguese team is, like, the hottest guy on the planet. And we were done. We had won the game. I was like, Daily Winnie's going to go to the U.S. And Portugal scored in the last 25 seconds of the game to tie it. Now the tie. Now next game in Germany, and they're going to kick a butt. It's just so they were going to get it. Glenn, shut up. It was it was really exciting.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
25 seconds left. So they don't get my daily whinny, sadly, because it just didn't happen for them. It was very. My husband was in a very bad mood the entire second half of yesterday. Sadly, because obviously they did not win, and it was like stolen from us. So anyway, my daily whinny is going to go to our listener Jody, who posted all these pictures of her cute little mini horses driving around. So Jody, you get my daily whinny. You beat out the men's U.S. soccer team. Sadly,
that doesn't take much. A bunch of minis doing nothing is about the same as soccer.
Watch your mouth.
Is there any more boring game than soccer? I mean, NASCAR, at least there's some wrecks occasionally. But soccer? It was 2-2 after playing for what seemed like 12 hours.
I thought you thought baseball was more boring. And that is what I did before the soccer match started with a baseball game.
You had a wild day. I bet you didn't have any trouble keeping baby Luke napping, did you? Between baseball and soccer, he was asleep all day.
It was a great Sunday. I got up, rode a horse, went to a baseball game, watched a soccer game, and rode another horse. Life was perfect yesterday. Perfect. Except for that whole not winning thing.
Yeah, I don't know. If they made just soccer, there's just not enough scoring for me. I don't know.
You know what? Somebody sent me, and I'm going to read this verbatim because I have it saved on my phone. And now that I'm talking to you, I will realize that you appreciate it. It says, I don't watch soccer. If I wanted to watch somebody struggle to score for 90 minutes, I'd take my friends out to the bar.
That's pretty good.
I thought you'd like that.
Boy, there's been a lot of news over the last week, just a ton of news. But before we get to the serious news, do you have any friends left in Atlanta that actually ride horses?
I do. I have a couple. I have a couple, and I go ahead, explain what this is, because this might be worth a trip back to my hometown.
Well, I got an email address for them a little later that they need to do. They need to call or write to, because they're doing casting right now. And this was just posted, by the way, they're casting for this week, and it was just posted June 22nd, yesterday. They're doing casting in Atlanta for people who ride horses, preferably English, preferably Caucasian girls, who have their own English horseback riding gear. Because they're filming a movie there called The Sunday Horse. Have you heard of this yet?
No, but I find it amazing that they're looking for white girls wearing English gear. That's going to be really hard to find.
It's going to be really tough. And I love how, because they have to, they always say, we would prefer white Caucasian girls with their own riding gear. However, we'll accept men and women of all ages.
But I want to know is I'm reading the thing here, and it says, please email headshot and contact info. Is that like a selfie these days, or do you have to have like a printed out headshot?
And what horse girl that's just going out to be in a movie has a 10 or an 8x10 glossy headshot?
Right?
None.
Nobody. So selfie it is.
Apparently this movie is directed by Academy Award winner Vic Armstrong, who's coming off working with Nicolas Cage in Left Behind. It was written by Fred somebody or other and will be produced by Ronnie Clemmer and co-produced by John Duffy, but it doesn't really say what the movie's about.
Those are big names. Big names. Whew,
and it's supposed
impressive.
To be a feature film. It's supposed to be like hit the theaters kind of movie called The Sunday Horse. I'm assuming it's about pretty girls on horseback, because that's what they have in the picture. There. That's all I know.
Well,
I think
if I was ever born for a role in a movie, it would be extra white girl on horse. Extra white girl in the background on a horse. That is my movie calling. I need to go back to Atlanta.
And you have English riding horseback riding gear. You have that. You would be good.
I do. I mean, I was born for this role, Glenn. Born for it.
You need
white
to go
girl
back to Atlanta.
On a horse in English riding gear in the background. God. Oh, you know what, though? They wouldn't let me in, because I'm always the girl on the horse that's like acting like an idiot. So I would steal the scene.
Well,
because I'd be
on
that
what the
girl.
Movie's about. I don't know what the movie's about. So it could be perfect.
In the background. Yeah, we need somebody in the background whose horse is bucking. Oh, me! I got it. I got this one.
And it didn't say you had to bring your own horse. Apparently, horses will be provided. Probably by the horse wrangler we have on the driving show all the time, because she's from Atlanta and does movies. I have to call her. I have to find out if she's the one doing the horses for this. I'll ask
Sounds
her.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's going on right now. Jennifer will post a link to it in case you do live in Atlanta and want to apply. But it's this week, so you better hurry up.
Hey, let me mention something real quick, because something happened over the weekend. And yes, I know we're having a lot of fun, but this is actually pretty sad. McLean Ward and his horse Sapphire, you know, they won the two gold medals. They won in Athens in 2004 for show jumping, and won in 2008 in Beijing, and a silver medal at the 2010 WEGS in Lexington. This Belgian warm-blood mare was sadly retired a little bit early. He thought he was going to make the London Olympics as well, but sadly they weren't able to. There was, like, drama, and it was very sad. She was retired at the Devon Horse Show in 2012, inducted into the World USEF Horse Stars Hall of Fame. Well, sadly, Sapphire, or Sarah, as she's known around the barn, I think she was about 19 years old, passed away this weekend because of colic, and they had to put her down. So they've got to be just absolutely heartbroken. They're just terribly sad, and it can happen to any of us. So Sapphire put down due to colic over the weekend. And I wanted to know, too, I couldn't find anything. Did they ever get any babies out of her, any embryo transfer, anything?
Actually, they had two Sapphire clones out there. They cloned her, Kara BC and Kid Jazz BC, who both turned four this year. Now, Kid Jazz has produced a foal by embryo transfer. So there is Prodigy, but it's through cloning.
my gosh, like, you want to talk about stepping it up a little bit. My God, I'm like, hey, do they have any, do they have a breeder? Did you
no,
have
don't
a,
do that
no,
anymore.
They cloned her. Like, we're going to step it up a little bit.
By the way, $100,000 a pop.
At least. Is that how much it costs? I would think it
would be
more.
Yeah, it's around 100. No, it's around 100, actually. Prices come down a little.
I'm
going to. 120.
Oh, wow. It's really cheaper now.
Yeah. I think you should get the jet cloned. Then you'd have two bucking horses.
Why would you do that twice?
We do have some, and I'm very sorry to hear that. I did get to see that horse go a number of times, including at the WEG. And, it's sad to see them. You know, we had, while you're on sad notes, while we were gone, of course, and people probably wonder why we didn't talk about it, we unfortunately had two eventers the weekend before that we lost. And it was and some horses. It was a tough weekend for eventing two weekends ago. We weren't here last week, so we didn't get to talk about that, but our best to all of them and their families as well. On a happier note, speaking of eventing, the teams for several countries were named for the WEG, including United States, Canada, and England. And we'll just go down over real quick who made the U.S. team here and touch on the other two. U.S. team, Buck Davidson, riding Ballynoe Castle. I don't think there was any question about that, was there? That combination was going to be in there. Philip Dutton on Trading Aces. Also, I don't think there was any question about that. Sinead Halpin on
Yay!
You Say That So Much Better Than Me. Manoir
Del De Carnival, yeah.
Yeah. Boyd Martin on Shamwari. Kim Severson, which is a name we haven't heard in a while. She was she had done real well at Rolex for a number of years on Fernhill Fearless. And Lynn Szymanski on Donner. So I think we have a strong team there. I really do. I think that's probably one of the strongest teams we've had in a while.
You said Kim Severson on Fernhill Fearless, but she actually rode Winsome Adante to the Rolex victories. She didn't ride Fernhill Fearless. He's actually going to be the one that's going to go to the WEGs.
Yes. Kim, I just meant that we haven't heard from her in a while from her time at Rolex years ago. I'm glad to see that team. I think it's a good team. We have a friend of the show on the Canadian eventing team, Jessica Phoenix, on A Little Romance, which we talked about here a week or two ago. So congratulations to Jessica Phoenix. Selena O'Hanlon was also on that team. Holly Bennett also been on the show. Holly Bennett
awesome.
Awad. Yep, Gin and Juice. Gin and Juice is the horse that keeps on giving.
And she's this tiny little 15-1-something mare, and she is so fast that she has a hard time keeping her slow on course. Like, it's just amazing. She's just the coolest mare.
Catherine Robinson, also from Canada, on the team with a horse called Let It Be. It's a German-bred gelding. So we have some friends of the show on the Canadian team. Glad to see that. Jessica Phoenix was also on the alternates with her horse Pavarotti, which we've all seen go. So but she's also on the backup team. You want to talk a little bit about the British team? Because I know there's some names on here. Okay. Well, you're going to be related to one of them in another 18 years.
Well, that's true. We'll get to that. Tina Cook is going to be on the horse. William Fox Pitt is going to have Chilly Morning. Pippa Funnel. This team is ridiculous. Great Britain's team is amazing. Pippa Funnel with Billy's Beware. Zara Phillips is riding High Kingdom. Izzy Taylor, not that familiar with. Alarcombe Ellie, and then Oliver Townend. So you got Oliver Townend, William Fox Pitt, Pippa Funnel, Zara Phillips. It's just the who's who. But you know what? We got Buck Davidson, Philip Dutton, Sinead Halpin, Boyd Martin, Kim Severson, and Lynn Szymanski. So there, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to come down to some really good dressage course. But two more months
from today, actually. It starts on August the 23rd. So it's exactly 2 months from today it starts. They're doing the final WEG test events right now. They're going on right now, and they're doing the test events for, let me see here, dressage and jumping. And what this stadium that they're in is actually a soccer stadium, and they've converted it now. It'll be its first use for equestrian activity, so they're doing the test events now to get the bugs out. And if anybody knows anything about the soccer stadiums in Europe, they are enormous. They're just huge.
So
they have 18 athletes in the lineup from dressage and like 12 from 12 nations or something. So they're getting a wide variety. They have 50 jumpers there right now. So they're doing these test events. These test events are very important. I attended them all at WEG in Lexington, and they're very important because they do really take a look at the test event in every aspect, and then they have meetings after to discuss from volunteers to food to seating to to how the arenas are set up, everything. They have questionnaires for all the riders and the barns, just everything. They look at everything, and then they make whatever adjustments they need to before the actual event. The test events are so, so important. Now, usually they have them a little sooner than 2 months out, but apparently I don't know why they're doing that this time.
Well, I think that I think that finally in your, in your world, soccer has served its purpose. If they're using soccer stadiums, see, it's a good thing they have those.
Yes, and they're going to use that for eventing dressage, jumping. They'll be using it for the opening and closing ceremonies, and it is a big, beautiful stadium. By the way, you're going to be happy to hear this one other thing, and then we'll get to our first guest, is that 290,000 tickets have been sold to the games, but there are still 110,000 tickets still available. Some events that are sold out, okay? So what would you guess is sold out at the WAG so far?
Show jumping.
Show jumping. Nope.
Dressage freestyle.
Raining?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. No, show jumping is not sold out yet. I was correct.
Yeah, dressage freestyle.
Dressage freestyle. Not sold out yet.
The eventing?
Here, let me go over it with you. Endurance is sold out. And by the way,
what?
You get to see the beginning and the end. That's it. That's all you see. Reigning final is sold out. Eventing, dressage, and jumping competitions sold out. Driving cone phase sold out. So eventing, dressage, and jumping sold out before the jumping and individual jumping and dressage sold out. Aren't you proud?
I am. Eventing's the best. That's what I'm talking about. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, the other reason I think they're selling out tickets, and we had such a horrible time doing that at WEG, is that the average ticket price is €25. You know, that's pretty cheap. They actually say there's still tickets left that are going for like €12 and €13. So, now, show jumping final four is a little more. That's €140. But one of the biggest complaints about the event that we held in 2010 was the ticket prices were too high. So hopefully Canada makes them a little bit less.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Speaking of being at the Kentucky Horse Park and Rolex, we both met a listener there, but you spent some time with this listener. So why don't you introduce our listener, and then we'll get her on the line here.
Excuse me. Well, Celeste Coulter is a listener, and I wish she lived closer because we'd be very, very good friends. She and her boyfriend, who, of course, I put the screws to, like, why aren't you married yet, bought a farm together, and she has an off-the-track thoroughbred and some other, what do we call them, hay burners, right, Celeste?
Yeah.
Is that what we call them?
Yeah, that's about it.
And she actually started using, because of us, some Omega Alpha products. Now, your thoroughbred was having some problems. By the way, I think you found this thoroughbred on Canter?
No, actually, he was posted on Facebook, hilariously.
Facebook.
Beautiful. The thoroughbred placement program.
And literally one of the most gorgeous thoroughbreds. It's like California Chrome, okay? Imagine California Chrome, and that is what she has in her barn right now. But he did not come without some digestive tract issues. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them, actually.
So you're using some Omega Alpha products that we introduced you to the fine folks at Rolex. And what products did they put you on, and how have they worked?
So honestly, when you took me down to meet Jeff, He gave me a couple that you hadn't even gotten to try yet. We put him on the Biotic 8. You should give him a hard time for that because they worked really well. We put him on the Biotic 8, the Gastra FX, and I'm trying to think of the last one. I can't remember off the top of my head. That one, the third one, it got used up pretty quickly because it was we had to give a larger dose. So that was the only drawback to that one. It seemed to help, but because you had to give 60 milliliters, it went really fast. But it did seem to make a difference. I actually waited to give it to him until that weekend after Rolex. We had a horse trial, and it said to give it to him like an hour before bridling, and it would essentially coat his stomach to help keep any acid that was in there from splashing around and giving him discomfort while we were competing, and it did seem to help calm him some. So it felt
and
like it made a difference there.
You're talking about the Gastra FX or the Regenerac, which
that
is regenerate you. Yeah.
Yeah, the Gastra FX. So the Regenerac was twice a day, but it was a loading dose of 30 milliliters and then only 15 twice a day afterwards. That one,
okay.
He disliked the taste a little bit more, but because it was less, he didn't put up a fight about it. It wasn't so much to get in his mouth. But that one lasted a lot longer and did seem to help him as we were doing the loading dose and getting him on the Biotic 8 to where it was making a difference. So when we bought our farm and closed on it, we had to take essentially a month off of anything, including riding. So you can imagine how aggravated I was. I was a pain to be around for a month. No therapy time for me on the horses, and we were out every day after work until dark and got 5 hours of sleep and then all over again the next day doing this farm stuff to get the horses moved. So he had only 1 month off with no real work, just walking around the fields and stuff with his buddies. And I've never been able to get his top line in the whole time I've owned him, which is a little over 2 years now. And on the Biotic 8 and the two liquids that he gave us, his top line came in with no exercise, and he put on weight, like, miraculously. I mean, it was
wow.
Astounding. And I know that everyone probably, like, and I wanted to call and share with you guys because I know that everybody probably thinks, well, they're being sponsored by them, and of course they have to say nice things. But I'm paying for the stuff, and I'm telling you, it was awesome. And I'm keeping him on the Biotic 8 now because it's made such a difference. And he's started back in work now that we're moved in and everything, and I've been riding him for about 3 weeks. And I took my first dressage lesson since December because we had to take all this time off with, you know, mortgage companies like to nitpick about every aspect of your life. So we just didn't go to any dressage lessons for 6 months there. And I just took him back, not this past weekend, but the one before. And it was the first time my trainer had seen him in 6 months. And she said just walking down the aisle, getting him off the trailer and walking down the aisle to the cross ties, she had noticed an immediate difference in him. And she hadn't seen him in that long. And she was
That's
like,
awesome.
He looks amazing, Celeste. What have you changed with him? And I said, well, we went to Rolex. We got to meet the guys from Hitem, and they introduced us to Omega Alpha. We tried some of their supplements. And that's all I've kept him on since, is the Biotic 8, and it's made that much difference. And she said, even his eye looks soft when you walked in the barn. And he's the one to always hold a little bit of tension because he's kind of an argumentative personality.
Well, I'm telling you, I keep, once I put Edward on the Biotic 8, he gained so much weight. Biotic 8 is the reason I was able to ride Jet in the first place. Like, before he was even, you know, started, I started him on the Biotic 8, and it made him rideable. And you don't realize how stressed out they get and how much your gut hurts, but just getting those, basically it's a probiotics, but it's the good gut bacteria that they need to have is what Biotic 8 is, and you put it into their system. I actually, my vet came out this past week to give vaccines, or 2 weeks ago, and she asked me, she was like, what is Jet on? I'm like, here you go. So she's actually been recommending it to her clients with those horses that just really don't hold on. It makes them,
use their food better because they have the correct bacteria. Obviously, Dr. Chen can explain it a lot better than I can, but the GastroFX, you're right, is fantastic to take to horse shows. The Biotic 8, really, I mean, it just changes their whole thing. I don't know much about the Regeneric EQ. However, I do know that he said it was expensive and it worked the best, and I couldn't have any. So, you got to try it, so that's awesome. I'm glad you noticed the difference.
We lucked out.
Celeste, before we let you go, we got to get real quick. I noticed on Facebook that said something about you were driving home down your new farm's driveway and a neighbor came running up to you going, your horses are loose, your horses are loose, which is the biggest nightmare on the planet.
Yeah, and of course, it had to be my two thoroughbreds. Not the old guy, not the hay burners. They were still in the field. It had to be the two thoroughbreds. And we had been out with some friends just hanging out and got home a little later than we had expected on a Thursday. So, you know, anytime you see someone running down your driveway with their cell phone trying to flag you down in the dark, you're already upset.
Okay.
But running down our driveway, and he was like, I thought that maybe you were in your house, but your dogs just barked like crazy at me, so I figured you probably weren't there. But your horses are out. And I was like, please tell me you're joking. And he was like, no, I my dogs were barking, and it was a weird bark. It wasn't like a people bark. So I went outside, and I was looking around the dark, and you've seen pictures of my thoroughbred. He is 17 hands, chestnut, redhead to the max. I mean, gets himself into all kinds of trouble and mischief that he can. Snuck up like a ninja behind the poor kid and then blows on his neck in the dark. He probably jumped out of his skin. I mean, and they were just like, hey, we can't get back in our field. Like, they're used to going in and out of the gated driveway on trail rides or hacks or whatever, but had no clue how they had gotten themselves out. And they were like, hey, person, you're my chauffeur. Like, you're supposed to come open this gate for me. I'm supposed to get back. I don't know how to get back. So thankfully, my horse is out in the yard a lot so that freedom isn't such a awesome experience when it happens unexpectedly. So because the hay burners were still in the field, they weren't going to go far without their buddies, but they couldn't figure out how they'd gotten loose. So they're whistle trained. So I whistled for them a few times, and I ran to the tack room, and I got some grain, and I whistled again and shook the grain. And here they come just applauding, ambling down the road like, hey, Mom, what took you so long to let us back in?
I got to tell you, I'm always impressed about whistle training because our neighbor behind us has three horses out there, fat quarter horses. And, boy, they whistle from the top of that hill, and those quarter horses go running. We have never gotten our horses to be trained
that well. It's so worth it.
Yeah, it is. My horses are too.
It's easy.
Part of the problem is I can't
whistle. When you're feeding them. Whistle when you're feeding them. They learn real quick. It's real easy.
I'll tell you what. Neighborly relations are not always helped by loose horses. Ours got loose the one day, and they went a mile down our lane and decided to go into the little neighborhood that was developing with all the perfect lawns. Decided not to just go eat out on the perfect lawns. They decided it would be fun to play and cavort and carry on in the perfect lawns.
Oh, no.
Tearing up like four neighbors' perfect lawns. Just tore them to shreds. Yeah,
well, see, we got home in the dark, and I was worried that I was going to wake up the next morning, and the neighbor right beside of us, like her pond would be destroyed, because my off-track thoroughbred, it was a duck in a past life, and any body of water or even tub of water that he can climb into, he is in 2 seconds. I was like, I'm going to wake up, all her $700 koi's are going to be dead in the yard, and the pond will be destroyed, and the water fountain will be screwed up, and it'll be all my horse's fault.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys.
Awesome. Celeste, thank you so much for calling in and giving everybody kind of a a perspective on Omega Alpha. We love having them as a sponsor, and that's because we're such big fans of their product. So having you call in was fantastic. I'm glad it's working for you. I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I'm glad your horses came home.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Les.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was good of her to call in like that. If you have a similar experience with one of our sponsors here and you want to tell everybody about it, just drop us an email and we'll be happy to get you on the air. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, our next guest to continue with the fun show we have going here on a Monday morning, keeping things kind of light, we are going to the Daily Racing Funnies. It's some new comic strips that have turned out to be quite popular in the racing world. And, of course, we love racing. And Jamie, before we get them on, I went over to their website. I want you to do the same thing. And in the search thing, it's dailyracingfunnies.com. In the search thing, type your favorite horse's name. And that would be, what's your favorite horse's name? Type it up there.
Let's go with Wise Dan right now. Wise Dan.
Oh, Wise Dan right now? Oh, I didn't go that route. See, I went Zenyatta. So I put Zenyatta in there,
true.
And they have done a number of Zenyatta ones, comics, and a number of, for Wise Dan, I'm sure, is in there, too, because there seems to be thousands of them in there. They have, they're great cartoonists, and Jennifer was lucky to get them on the line. We have Rick and Mel with us. They are the authors of the Daily Racing Funnies. Good morning, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's good to have you guys on. Thank you for joining
cool.
us today. You know, the problem with your website is it's a time waster because I spent at least a half an hour while I was supposed to getting ready for the show this morning. I just went on your website and then I was done because I just kept flipping around and looking at all the comics and the funnies. How would you describe them if because we're on radio, so it's kind of hard to describe them. If you were to describe them, how would you describe them? Mel?
Colorful.
They are colorful. I'll give you that. Yes, they are. Jamie had a word for them earlier that we couldn't say or couldn't figure out, so we weren't going to use that word. Did you ever figure out that was, Jamie, how we were going to describe them?
Well, it makes the horses, and again, I don't say it correctly, but the anthropomorphic, I don't know how to say that word, but like I'm looking at, like I searched for Wise Dan, and there's a picture of basically all the horses that won Eclipse Awards last year, and Wise Dan's driving this little cart, and there's all the horses that won all the different Eclipse Awards wearing their own jockey silks. And doing funny things. So very, very adorable. You're going to have to go to dailyracingfunnies.com to kind of follow along. But, oh, my gosh, you guys are so talented.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Thank you, guys. This is Rick, and Marcy's the artist. I call her Marcy. She likes to use Mel because that's her initials. But,
okay.
Yeah, they're all her creations, and I'm the guy who has to post them and write up the description on the website. And I really appreciate you saying you were consumed or it took you some time to look it over because you were intrigued. And that's my intention. And it takes me a while to do that. It's just not clip and post. It takes a while to think about, what the cartoon actually says. And if you're not a horse racing fan, I find I have to explain the cartoon to the person, but if you're a horse racing fan, you look at it and you get it because that's what Marcy does, Mel, with her drawings.
Well, now, Mel, were you one of those kids in elementary and high school who was always doodling?
Yeah, I think I was, but I never went to college I went to college a little bit, but I never did any. I've pretty much been a doodler. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Because I kind of pictured that, actually. Now, are you a horse people, or how did you get into doing, racing cartoons? Why racing and why horses?
Rick is absolutely the horse banana. He just loves horses so much. And when Rick and I got together, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, just it kind of drove me crazy because he was so into horsing. It was like, there's more to life, Rick. There's more to life. But then as time went on and, I'd see him still, watching this on the laptop or something and, you know, then I thought, well, what the heck, I'll give in, you know. And so I just doodled. My first horse was Animal Kingdom, and I had a bunch of little animals hanging on Animal Kingdom, and then Animal Kingdom won the Kentucky Derby, and then I started to get into it. It's like, oh, my God, maybe I'm lucky. I'm having fun drawing, and I'm lucky. And then I drew Pants on Fire, Ruler on Ice, and this is like 3 years ago, and they were all, you know, first and second. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is fun. So there.
Well, and now you have people contacting you to do custom stuff, right?
Yeah. That's neat. We get to, oh, some of the, I shouldn't say some of, I should say the nicest people I've ever met in my life. They just are people who love horses. It's just,
well,
she
converted.
Way.
You converted
yeah.
her. She was a horse yeah. wife, and now you converted her, Rick.
Well, it's such a great feeling because it's such a great sport. I've been on the other side of the fence. I've been a fan all my life, and with her drawing and with owners and trainers and breeders and jockeys coming to us, we get to meet them at the track on a one-to-one basis, and I get to meet the people, and I get to find out how genuine they are and how much they actually do love their horses and they care about them, and it's just a wonderful feeling. I find myself not betting so much these days because I get so much joy out of the funnies that Marcy draws and the people we meet, so it's really worked out great.
Has there been one call that, hold on 1 second, Jamie, hold that thought. Has there been one call from somebody that you went, oh, my God, I can't believe I just talked to them?
Mrs. Ramsey.
Mrs. Ramsey.
Wow.
Well, that would do it.
Yeah. And then when Mr. Ramsey said my name on the HRTV, the Eclipse Awards, I just about fell off. I play that over and over. You know, sometimes when I'm stumbled and I can't find a picture or something, I still have that recorded. And at the very end of his speech, he squeezed in Mel Leonard, and I'm like, wow, I think I've played that like 70 or 80 times. Seriously.
Make it your ringtone, girl. Make it
yeah,
your ringtone.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Now, why did Mrs. Ramsey call you? Did she ask you for a custom drawing? What was it about?
No, she hasn't done that yet. She just wanted to say that she liked the cartoons, and I still hear that phone call over and over. We've gotten to speak with a bunch of other, you know, like Kim Gulat and Miss Jill Baffert, and I can't even think of everybody right now, and I feel bad that I'm not saying some names. But yeah, it's really cool. But Mrs. Ramsey just gets my heart every time.
Because,
awesome.
You know, Mrs. Ramsey had her stroke a few years ago, and we noticed her name pop up on Facebook liking all sorts of the funnies as we post them. And
wow.
I couldn't quite believe it was actually her. And so I sent them a private message, and they said, yes, it is. Please call us right away. And we spoke to Ken, and we were able to say hi to Sarah and her caregiver, Andrea. She's so gracious. She'll write us every couple weeks or so and say how Sarah is just so happy when she looks at Marcy's drawing.
I'm feeling bad right now because what about Mr. Zayat and Justin?
Oh yeah, well
oh
there's just a whole slew of
of
top named owners and trainers that come to us that we know kind of like on a first-hand basis.
Yeah.
Mr. Zayat,
really
when JoJo Warrior won the Summertime Oaks at Santa Anita on Saturday, we got a hold of him on Twitter and asking him for ideas for a funny because after a period of time, we need that input. We need to know why he named horses this way or that way.
Yeah, because we try to make it personal. So.
And he's so gracious to say, yeah, well, you know, he named all his horses after his kids and his wife. So JoJo is named after his wife, Joanne.
And meeting him at Del Mar?
Yeah, we met the whole family at Del Mar. What
cool.
a great group of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah. So it's totally,
well,
it's like you said earlier, I'm hooked. I just, the nicest people.
I got to tell you, I've been looking through your website while we've been on the phone, and I have absolutely found my favorite cartoon I've ever done. My favorite one so far is because I just had a baby's about a year old now, and I'm looking at the one of Rachel Alexandra and Zenyatta racing each other, pushing baby strollers with their little babies in it. Oh my God, this is my favorite one ever. It is adorable. It's Zenyatta and Rachel Alexandra racing babies, and they're both wearing their jockey silks. Oh, so adorable.
I think that was a clever idea. The word you were trying to get out of your mouth earlier was anthropomorphistic or something like that. Because I can't say it either. But it's where we apply human terms to animals or something like that.
Correct.
Or human characteristics. And that's pretty much what Marcy does. I think you narrowed that down in a word that we can't both say. So.
I think it's appropriate. It's just so perfect because if these two mares were horses and they were at the park pushing their babies around the stroller, there would absolutely no doubt be a competition between who could get to the swing set fastest. I mean, it is like that was exactly human characteristics given to animals, and it is. I mean, as horse people, it's so appropriate. And you could do, you guys need to go to like an eventing show or a hunter jumper show and start to glean some information from those people, because you'll have all sorts of stuff you can write about the ridiculousness that happens at horse shows. You'll have a topic for years. But no, these are fantastic. And it's like you were saying, these horses become a part of our life when we're following them and watching them. In California, Chrome this year, you kind of come into our hearts. And then we've got, you know, like I said, Wise Dan, you know, I with him having the colic surgery this year, it's just, I've been on the edge of my seat trying to get news about him and finding out. So you're right, like, they become part of your family and your life, and you guys are making them even more so by making them real in human terms.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah.
When Marcy first started drawing this lady, she commented. She said they're so droll and fun, and we thought droll. I mean, that counts. We had to look it up. It means amusing in an odd way, whimsically humorous, waggish, and to jest and joke. And they are. I mean, it's just a simple depiction of what's going on in horse racing. And I'm really proud of her. I mean, she'll put something together, and I'll say, oh, my God, that's fantastic. And, I'm her biggest fan, of course, but it seems to be working out.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about what you were talking about, all the famous trainers and stuff that have talked to you. Trainers used to be, in horse racing, used to be these elusive creatures that you never saw, except on TV at Churchill Downs. That's the only time you ever saw them. Now with Twitter and with new media and with cartoons like yours and everything, they have people have gotten to know them personally.
Yeah.
And, you know, shows like ours, you know, you really get to know them personally and realize they are real human beings with families and everything. They just have a job and they do their job.
Yeah.
And for that, they get some notoriety. And if they're lucky, they win some money. But, you know, this whole thing between the cartoons like yours and Facebook and Twitter really has made horse racing more accessible to more people.
Yes, definitely. I was hoping that everyone was hoping California Chrome would win so that it would bring in that new audience.
Right. And I think it helped. I think it did. It did bring in a new audience. Anytime you get that much excitement and that much press about anything to do with horses, you know, we're always happy about that.
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. It did.
DailyRacingFunnies.com. You can also find them on Facebook, and their links are all on the website there. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the good work, okay? Now, we want to see one about horses in the morning, okay?
Okay.
All right? I want to see we're requesting a horses in the morning one, all right? And we'll tell all our fans to go buy a T-shirt.
Okay.
Wonderful, folks. Thanks for calling. That's been
great.
Thank
you, Mel and Rick.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. If you guys could put me riding Zenyatta, that would be, I would buy a T-shirt. If I could just ride her, that'd be great. Thank you.
Actually, a more accurate depiction would be her getting bucked off of Zenyatta. That would be a more accurate
depiction. Yeah, that's true.
All right, thanks a bunch.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys. How dare you say
you
Zenyatta would buck me off.
She's
an angel.
Here. You have to be real about these. That was fun. That was good. And they're a lot of fun. Check them out. Well, we're going to take a break for a song. You know, we had another post while we were gone last week. Robin Kane posted on our Horses in the Morning page. She said, I was pleasantly surprised to hear the lovely voice of Templeton Thompson singing the national anthem this weekend at the magnificent – I can't talk – at the Magnificent Seven competition at the Western States Horse Expo. She also sang Girls and Horses as well as Bring It On Home Chrome. It was a treat on top of the great horse weekend. Thank you for introducing her to your listeners. So here is Faraway Horses with Templeton Thompson, and we're glad you enjoyed her in person. She's a real sweetheart. Well, that was Templeton Thompson with Faraway Horses. And you'll find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings. We're back with you live. Good morning, everybody. Coach Jen is in the producer chair like usual. Now, I totally don't remember because we were on vacation last week and I've totally forgotten everything that we talked about before then. We had something planned for Wednesday, something special planned for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, but I have no idea what it was. Do you remember?
Do you know why you forgot?
No, I don't actually.
Because you're scared. Yeah, this time it's you in the hot seat. Y'all made me go, and then we made Jennifer go, and now it's your turn to play Uta, who is a horse.
Oh.
Uta,
yeah.
Shepherd.
How am I going to beat Uta at anything?
I know, right? And Lindsay Roush actually wrote the questions. So actually, I just forwarded you the questions. Don't read them. Delete them. Because you forgot.
All
so
right,
you
I'm
can't,
being
you're
honest here. I just deleted the questions. I just saw them in there, and I deleted them. I did not open them because I want to be honest. And you know what? Anybody that's challenging me to a game of trivia needs all the help they can get, and I don't want Uta to feel like I cheated.
I know, right?
I'm
just
a trivia
master.
Yeah.
Just make it a little more fair. these questions are fantastic, and
you know what the
I'm
sad
really
part
interested.
Is, Jamie? You know what the sad part is? I could read those questions and the answers this morning, and by Wednesday I wouldn't remember what they were. So.
I know you wouldn't. But, yeah, Lindsay wrote the questions. Uta is the challenger, and you are the celebrity, I guess. I'm using that in very loose terms. You are the celebrity in Celebrity Trivia Challenge, and you're going down because Lindsay has come up with some good ones.
And I wanted to thank you for that, Lindsay. I'm sure that they're very weighted in Uta's favor. I'm sure that, you know,
I hope
nothing
so.
Like the last time.
I don't
so
know
what
you're talking
about. That's coming up
on
Wednesday's show. To follow up on our last guests, Ellen said it's anthropomorphic. Anthropomorphic. That's how you say it.
Oh, my gosh.
So
say that five times fast.
Ellen was trying to help us out there. And also, hello to Magda from Italy, who was listening in. And she said to say hello to Mel and Rick. So she said they're amazing persons. Hello, Magda. It's good to have you from Italy. We appreciate you listening.
God, I
Isn't
love Italy.
Fun?
Oh, I want to shoot pizza while we're talking.
Well, now we have a model, a multi-million dollar making model from Russia that listens. What can we make Magda?
I don't know, but Magda sounds like she's mired in the culture of Italy and Rome. So I would say she's a gladiator.
She's a gladiator?
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually on her Facebook page, and it says she is an owner at I can't say any of the words because they're all in Italian, so I have no idea what she does. I really don't.
She's a gladiator.
And there are horses in her pictures, so I'm assuming something to do with racing because there are racehorses in her pictures. So,
well, didn't gladiators do chariot riding and that kind of stuff? I mean, I saw the movie. They had horses, and they were like, you know. Anyway,
we need to get Magda
on.
Magda, if you speak English, which obviously you do some, we need to get you on the show and find out what you do in Italy. So we'll have to get that arranged here at some point.
Awesome.
Well,
we're gonna get Leslie on here in just a second. But I wanted to tell you, you know how I'm going to the ranch. I'm going to Diamond D Ranch in Idaho for my vacation in August. And for some reason, my husband will not say Diamond D. He can't physically say it. What does he say? Double D.
Double D.
It's the double. Double D Ranch. That's
how
all
I know.
I'm like, honey, it's not Double D. Please, it's the Diamond D Ranch. So I found this article.
Hey, a
and
guy
I thought
can
I was...
dream. A guy can dream.
We're not going to a Double D Ranch, baby. Sorry. Not going to happen.
No, that would be
the
Nevada.
Yeah, exactly. One state over, bud. The BLM proposes second Wyoming horse sanctuary, and this caught my eye because that's the BLM doing something good. And it, apparently, a 529-acre swath of land south of Lander in Wyoming could be become home to more than 250 legends of the American West, they're calling them. It's a 900-acre ranch. And they're going to take 250 wild horses that are currently at the Rock Springs Wild Horse Holding Facility, and they're going to move them to this eco-sanctuary. They're talking about it. Opportunities for eco-tourism and education. It could be a really fantastic situation. What is the name of the proposed eco-tourism ranch, you ask? The Double D Ranch. My God, there is one. Chad's like, I want to go there. I want to go to the Diamond D. I want to go to the Double D in Wyoming.
That's funny.
Now, on a side note, I also have visited in Wyoming the Triangle X Ranch. Triangle X Ranch. Several times. Love it. What does my husband call it? The Triple X. Oh, my gosh. Let it go. I don't know if they knew they were naming these things, the Double D and the Triple X. Like, I've lived some sort of crazy sexual life on the side. It's horses, okay? It's nothing to do with that. Names are close.
I can tell Chad's been a fighter pilot for a long time. He's hung out in the fighter pilot break room too long.
Their break room and a fighter squadron, by the way, is a bar. So they actually all have bars in their offices, like with the neon lights and everything, and pool tables. It's insane. So, yes, the fighter pilot world is, it's like, well, what's Yoda say? It's strong in this one.
they can get away with a lot more than the other services. We were once at Williamsburg, and we spent a week there, and they had two ships. They had a Navy ship and a French Navy ship docked there that you could tour, like destroyers, and that was really cool. I mean, we got to go through an active live American ship. Well, the only American sailors we could talk about was going over to the French ship because they had booze, and the American ship didn't. So while they said it's great to be docked with the Frenchies because we can go over there and get booze. So they used to go over. They'd go over every night and party on the French ship. So that was the excitement.
You know what's funny? That you say that because we were this weekend in San Diego. We were actually on the Air Force, the Navy base. Military can go to their beach, you know, and so we were had a very private beach experience, and there were some big giant ships off the shore, and I said, well, they're like, you know, soldiers on that, and Chad, you know, shipmen or seamen, and Chad said that, yeah,
sailors,
he said probably
Jamie, sailors.
Sailors, thank you, sailors. I'm really military savvy, by the way. And he said that, yeah, probably what happened is something, they needed something, and they parked out there. And he's like, can you imagine being on a boat for, like, 6 months, and you're this close to land, and they won't let you get out? Like, oh, you can, like, I'd be like, I'm swimming. I'm going to swim for the shore. And he, I just told him, I said, thank God you picked the right service. Like, you don't spend 6 months a year on a giant boat or ship. You get to come home every night. So I feel pretty lucky that he's not in the Navy. Thank God. No disrespect to the Navy. It's just that would be a hard life as a wife.
Well, there's somebody we haven't talked to in a couple weeks.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
All right, I'm starting to get sick of me, so I'm going to let Leslie talk a little bit. Leslie, I've just got to say that Glenn has already made fun of me for giving my daily winnie to the U.S. soccer team, even though Ronaldo, the gorgeous Ronaldo, stole what could have been our victory out from underneath us in the last 25 seconds of the game yesterday. Are you kidding me? But Horse Nation is also a place where soccer fans can unite, and I would like for you to tell us why.
I'm a big soccer fan, mostly because
Why?
my husband kind of turned me on to it, literally.
Mine too.
because and his the gateway to this was the beautiful soccer players. He'd be like, come in here and watch this, look at this guy, you know. I'm like, oh, soccer.
Hey, Leslie, did your husband, like my husband will go, hey, he's on. Yeah, he's on. I was talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. He's like, he's on. I'm like, wait, pause it. Hold on. I need to get a drink.
Ronaldo is not my boyfriend anymore. Like, maybe at one point, but now I'm just mad at him.
No,
we're not
like
getting back together.
He's dead to me.
He's dead to me.
He's dead to me. And what is up with his hair? His, like, weird, like, middle school mall haircut. Do you see that?
Yeah, Chad was like, how... Yes, he's like, how much do you think it cost him to get that haircut? I mean, because it was...
His mother did it.
Clearly, we hate him now. So I said he probably did it himself in the shower because he's broke.
It was not cute.
It was not cute. Yeah, like I said, he's dead to me. He's not even good looking anymore. Carry on.
But they had Graham Zuzi playing all night last night, which was amazing. You know, he's like this like beautiful, swarthy man on the team. Love him.
Yeah. There's some gorgeous... Spanish players too. Soccer is just straight up like the non-horse person's polo.
It really is.
Yeah. So, wait a minute.
Without the scoring and excitement, just saying.
Okay.
Without the scoring and excitement. That's right.
It's pretty funny.
Not much scoring.
All right, so tell us what Horse Nation is doing to celebrate the World Cup.
Okay, well, so of course I'm like, I've got to tie horses into this. You can tie horses into pretty much anything. So we had a few posts, sort of soccer-related posts last week. One was there was a story that came out that this sort of cowboy soccer fan started 2 years ago, he decided, I'm going to ride from Canada to the World Cup in Brazil. 8,000 miles. It took him 2 years, but he got there in time for the World Cup. I think he had three horses with him and had all of these sort of misadventures along the way. Like, they ran into a grizzly bear and, like, one of the horses fell into a big hole or something. That was a crazy story.
Wait, this guy rode 8,000 miles to go see a soccer game, Glenn. See, it is worth watching.
Yeah, wrap your head around that. 8,000 miles, Canada to Brazil. That's a long way.
Why would somebody do that? What was his reasoning?
He doesn't have
why didn't he just get on
a
plane?
Yeah, he has nothing better to do. Yeah, he was grew up in Brazil or something, although he does not seem Brazilian at all. He seems like he's maybe from California, but lives in Canada now, and I guess he's just like, I don't know, I like soccer. I got nothing better to do. I like riding horses. I guess I'll ride my horses to the World Cup. I don't know.
I have a hard time getting my horse to California without a health certificate that's 30, you know, within 30 days. How did this guy get through all these countries with a bunch of horses?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what, I mean, I have no idea. I would love to. You guys should get this guy on your show. Felipe Massetti Lett.
We could devote a whole hour to him, I think. I mean, some of the countries he went through aren't real safe right now either. So
Yeah. You guys need to investigate this. Get this guy, wait until the World Cup's over, and then get this guy on the show.
Yeah, because obviously he's probably drunk right now. I would be drunk. I made it. Dear God, I made it. Give me the phone.
That's a requirement, actually. I haven't seen the statistics, but there's probably more beer consumed at these soccer games than anywhere else in the entire world combined during those times. There has to be.
There has to be.
Something is fueling these face-painted people to do that. Keep it exciting.
And do those stadiums not look enormous? I mean, they make our football stadiums look tiny. They just look enormous.
They really do. I guess they'll reuse some of those for the Olympics, right?
Apparently,
the ones in Brazil?
They will be reusing. They're going to have to because they were way behind in getting this ready, and they're way behind in getting the Olympics ready. So it looks like they're pulling this off, though. You know, it looks like they're pulling it off.
We just talked about this, too, was the World Equestrian Games. They're using some of the soccer stadiums for the show jumping and dressage phases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they are, they'll probably be reusing them too, I mean, without a doubt. You got all that space. But I think it's going to be exciting. I'm excited. And now you guys also had, I didn't get to watch the video. What is up with the HorseNation.com World Cup soccer horses versus humans? How's that work?
Oh, it's just a hilarious video. You know, there's so many hilarious, amazing things floating through the internet. And this was one of them. I found it on YouTube, and it's basically, it's a video of, like, a couple of pretty gorgeous Frisians chasing one of those giant soccer balls around.
Oh, my God.
The humans are sort of, like, they're sort of, like, squaring off against some humans. And the best part is they dubbed over the soundtrack is, like, a World Cup kind of commentary and cheering and... So it's pretty cute. It's worth a watch.
Oh, how funny. I think that part of some of these moves would be considered a yellow card or red card. I think that's a foul.
You're not allowed to
dive on the ball.
Yeah. You know, I just discovered this, too, that there actually is an official soccer league for horses. It's called America's Equine Soccer League. And,
now,
like, it's a real thing. People.
Really?
Is this the Pirelli people that throw a soccer ball out to their horses? Or, like, what? Is this, like,
no,
for real?
This is for real. It's kind of like polo. I mean, the people are actually riding their horses. But they train their horses to, like, you know, you, like, steer your horse to the ball and it, like, pushes the ball. You know, and then you're on teams, and the goal is to, you know.
Oh, do their horses jump up in the air and head it too?
I don't know. That was not on the promotional video, but maybe.
So this can't be Pirelli because the people are actually riding their horses and they're not on that really long string. So
yes.
Rope, whatever.
Yes.
So. Sorry.
Yep.
I should stop.
Sorry, Pat.
Yeah, no, they're actually on their horses. They're actually chasing a giant soccer ball around the arena on teams. Yeah, just like soccer.
Hey,
like
I hate to break up the party here, but this soccer stuff's just getting me bored. Can we go to the next one where you talked about, and we have talked about this so many times on the show, and you just summed it up, the 6 best questions asked by a non-horsey people.
And
we've all had this happen, Leslie. It's just, it's happened to every one of us. One of the favorites, and we've talked about this before, and I think Jamie's even had it done to her, are those horses in the field dead? Because every horse lying down has to be dead, right? I mean, horses
right.
just don't do that. You know, this. If you run along a road, you must get it all the time.
I
live along the road, and more of are those horses in the field dead? It's why do you have your horses blindfolded?
Fly mask.
It's like a screen door. That's all it says. It's like a screen door.
Screen door. Right, that's a good analogy. I like that. I like the one you had in here, too. Can horses really eat wood? Well, they're not supposed to. I mean, we wish they wouldn't.
These are all very funny. We've got one more minute with you, Leslie, but I want to also point out probably one of the best Craigslist ads I've ever seen, and I really wish that we had this on our show, because on Friday we do the Craigslist, you know, the best of Craigslist, and not the best of Craigslist, we do a competition basically, but this would be the winner, and I would like to just read it if I can, Glenn, real quick.
Go ahead.
It's an ad for the rare Przewalski horse. Okay, those are those, like, well, let me just read the ad. This horse is rare. This is all one sentence. This horse is rare if you look it up. They are critically endangered, and they have them in zoos. So to go back, Przewalski's horses are like those with the manes, and they're very feral. I mean, they're wild. They're wilder than zebras, okay? Here's the next
sentence. They're native to Mongolia.
Yeah, they just released them to get them back, their population back up. Yeah, because they're so rare.
Yeah.
Well, they are very rare, and they are very wild. And it says, this horse is very rare. If you look it up, they're critically endangered, and they have them in zoos. This horse is what I would consider kid broke. He will walk up to you in the field, and sometimes he can get aggravating because he will stay right beside you all the time. He isn't that old. He might not even be two yet, but he's very gentle. He is very broke. He takes a bit well, and he saddles excellently, but he does have a rougher trot than some people might be used to. He's about 13.3 or 14 hands, blah, blah, blah. He isn't very stout. He's in the field with 11 horses. Gets along great. We don't have time to ride him, blah, 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 blah. And for the bargain price, but this is a rare Przewalski's horse, okay? Rare. $600. Dead from 2-year-old Przewalski horse, $600. So, Leslie, describe the photo of this horse.
That's a bargain.
Describe the photo. Like, why would they say it's a Przewalski?
Well, I mean, I think they probably, what I'm thinking is they, you know, have like a horse encyclopedia or something, you know, one of those breed books that you kind of flip through and has all the different breeds. And they must have seen, like, I mean, because the horse's mane sticks up, I guess, is like the resemblance. That's like where the resemblance ends. But I guess they assumed,
exactly.
You know, the mane
it's
sticks
like
up,
a
so it's got to be.
Yeah, a jug-headed horse with the mane sticking straight up, bless its little heart. It's not the most attractive thing, and somehow they think that's the rare Przewalski horse, and it can be yours for only $600. What a deal.
Mm-hmm. What a deal.
I loved it. That would have been the winner for sure. You should have submitted that on Friday. You'd have won a prize.
Thanks, Leslie. We appreciate you being here. Horsenation.com.
Sure thing. Have a great week.
Go check out the 6 best questions asked by non-horsey people. Everybody probably already has. It has almost 36,000 views. So it's pretty popular at this point. But thank you, Leslie. We will talk to you again next week.
All right.
Well, that's nice. It's good to talk to Leslie again. It's been a few weeks since we've had a chance to catch up to her. And we do have kind of a surprise guest, one we're happy to have on the show with us. We were able to wrangle her this morning. And that is, we mentioned at the very top of the show, if you weren't here for the very beginning, we have a fun announcement. And that is, we won an award. Well, sort of, we won an award. Lisa Wysocki won an award. Lisa, congratulations on winning the best horse book at the American Horse Publication Awards. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. And the Horses in the Morning crew are such a big part of that because you guys are in the book. It's so exciting.
We feel like
Yay!
We won it, too. Did you include us in
you
your
did win
acceptance
it too.
Speech? Did you say it's all because of us that you won the award? Did you say that?
Well, of course I did.
I knew it.
Liar.
I just knew it.
Liar.
You know, what's really exciting about this, the book is called The Magnum Equation, and as far as we know, this is the first time a fiction book has won the big award at the American Horse Publications Awards. It's always been, you know, nonfiction, how to, you know, or biographies of racehorses or, you know, other more scholarly books. So, you know, it really made it special that a horse mystery actually won the big prize.
We're so excited for you, and we feel like we are part of your family because we've been talking to you for so long, and you've been co-hosting the shows with us, and you just co-hosted Stable Scoop a couple of weeks ago. But did they give you – we all like feedback. You know, we're artists. We're performers. We like feedback. We like good feedback. We don't necessarily like negative feedback, but we like feedback, and I know authors do as well. Did they explain to you why you won? Do you ever – so you know
well,
to do it again?
Yeah. You know, they at the end of the awards, they email out, you know, the judge's comments, and the judge wrote this paragraph, this glowing paragraph, and it just made me cry. It was so exciting. She said it was he or she, I don't know who the judge was, said it was masterful. I've never been called
Ooh.
Masterful
wow.
before my writing.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Not even your husband says that. I mean, geez.
I know, you know. And effortless, and I've been using all these great words to describe the Magnum Equation, and it just, you know, this whole series, this mystery series, is so special to me because I don't know if I told you guys, but the first book, The Opium Equation, it took me 17 years to get it published. 17
Whoa.
Years. And I just believed in the book, and I believed in the characters, and the first book won several awards, and now the second one is following, and it's just so exciting to believe in something for so long and then have other people say, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Are we in the third one, by the way?
Well, possibly.
Can we
I'm
make
writing it
Jamie
now.
The murderer, murderess?
No, we would never do that, Jamie.
Oh.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
We could maybe
can you make
Scooter
Glenn get
book.
Hit? Can you make Glenn get hit by a car?
No, I can't do that. But maybe I could put Scooter in the book.
Oh, hey. Scooter and Jet. Jet, you need a bucking thoroughbred in the book. That'd be Jamie's horse.
Watch
Jet.
Your mouth.
Well, maybe we could do that.
You can have the character show up at the horse show, and the first ride she sees is Jamie getting bucked off into the stands and lands on some hot guy's lap. Perfect.
That'd be okay.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know where these stories go. I have this kind of concept in my mind when I start, and I never really know where we're going to end up. But I will keep that in mind for sure.
Yeah, keep it. Oh, and he's a hot soccer player from Brazil, just happens to be there watching.
Glenn,
yeah,
why don't
you
just put pen to paper? Glenn, why don't you just put pen to paper and start writing a book yourself?
I know.
You got ideas.
I imagine it would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be
that.
Amazing,
yeah.
All right.
I'm sure.
<It'd be amazing.
laughs> Well, Lisa, congratulations.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Thank you so
much. And did they call your name and you have to go up and give a big speech and stuff like the Oscars? You're like, I'd like
no,
to thank the Academy.
They show the cover of the book on the screen. And, you know, I was up against a book by Craig Cameron and Susan Morrison that was published by Western Horseman, and it was an amazing book. And, you know, they flashed the second place book on the screen, and it was, you know, the Craig Cameron book. And I thought, oh, they missed second place. They didn't show my cover.
Oh,
that was my thought. And then the first place book came up and they showed the cover of The Magnum Equation, and I thought, oh, wow, this is so cool.
Now, was Craig Cameron
awesome.
There, by the way, so you
no,
could go rub it in?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, Western Horseman was there, and they're great people, and I love them all. And it was nice, especially nice for me because the competition was really stiff, and it
did
was really...
Did you go over to the Western Horseman table while you were walking by and see?
Well, now, we no, said, but you know what's really, really interesting is the president of the past president of American Horse Publications handed me the award, and she's the publisher. She's the new publisher of Western Horseman.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, Chris Hamilton. So she's a really, really sweet lady, and I ate breakfast with her one day while I was there, but it was just great. And that didn't even register with me. I was just, like, jumping up and down inside. I didn't even register with me until later that had happened. So anyway,
good for
I need
you.
To congratulate
you
them
it.
On their second place. Thank you. Thank you.
You deserve it. You've worked hard for this.
Well, it's been a fun journey writing these funny horse mysteries, you know, and I'm just really excited about the third one, too, which I can't say a whole lot about.
Well, we feel like we're part of it, even if we're not. We do.
You are. You are. And thank you guys so much because all of you had cameos in The Magnum Equation, and I just really appreciate that. And not everybody is so willing to have themselves inserted into the middle of a murder mystery.
We're game for anything. What do we care? We're never going to receive an award for our show, so we have nothing to worry about.
You never know that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, never say never, because anything can happen. I 17 years, I kept saying I was never going to get the book published.
I'm not even sure. So. We did get an award. Remember, we won one of those ESMA awards the first year for being the best new media something or other. We don't even remember what it was for.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah, I have That's a cool. plaque here somewhere. Got to find that.
No, you don't. You don't have a plaque. They never even
no,
sent
I
us
probably
a card.
Don't. Thank you, Lisa. You're a
Thank
sweetheart
you
for joining
so
us
much.
This morning. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
By the way, you can still get the Magnum Equation. Jennifer will post the link to it, and we'll have it in our show notes as well. It's available on Amazon. So if you want to hear Jen, Jamie, and I in a book, if you want to read about us, The Magnum Equation by Lisa Wysocki.
I was kind of mad, though. Jen was kind of the star of the three of us, so she kind of
Isn't that the case?
I mean, got the
Lisa
most.
Knows,
I know.
Lisa, listen, she knows what's really like around here.
Hey, real quick, before we go, you know, I said that the soccer team was going to give my daily whinny, and then I had to take it back because they lost in the last 25 seconds, and then so I gave it to Jody, our listener. Well, apparently I said that the soccer team got it during our time with Horse Nation, and Jody is clearly listening to the show right now and says, you took my daily whinny back and give it to the soccer team. So, hold on. I would like to do this right now. So there's no confusion. Jody, you get my daily winning.
Yay, Jody!
Yay! Cutest mini little tiny horses ever. I don't know if they're minis or just fat little ponies. They're so cute.
You're an Indian giver. You're an Indian giver.
I know.
Give
I gave it back.
Away.
I gave it back. I gave it back. Hopefully
it just
she's
feels
still
like a Friday, and it's only Monday. Can we make this Friday show and just call it a week? Because, you know, we had a
Let's
week off.
It.
And we're Yeah, all right. That sounds good to me. Actually, we'll be back here tomorrow. Lindsay White will be back with a safety episode. And, of course, the International Helmet Awareness Day is coming up. She'll be talking about that, how you can buy your next helmet at a great big discount on that day. So we'll be on with Lindsay tomorrow morning. And then Wednesday we're back, and apparently some schmuck is the celebrity. So for the EquityMSU.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, some schmuck. I gotta maybe Uta will back out. Maybe Uta will back out. Maybe she's busy. Maybe she's forgotten.
I'm sure. Yeah. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Go ride your horse. Do something fun. Get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. It's only going to be 111 here, so I should really spend some time outside.
88 here. Beautiful.
Awesome.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day. Wear your helmet. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Neuter Gelb. I'm going to go to the Double D Ranch.